If we enter into the scene of the meditation on the baptism of Christ with devotion and focus, we can see different characters, types of people. They're coming out to hear St. John the Baptist and then experience and hear the words of the Holy Spirit coming down upon Jesus. There are those who are sinners, the prostitutes and the tax collectors. There are those who are curious, looking for a spectacle. There are the devout. And there are those who hold on to tradition tightly, the Pharisees. And the progressives among the religious, the Sadducees. These are types that we can find today also. And we can recognize that all of us need the light of Christ, not only in our first experience of conversion, but continual conversion in the Lord. See, this is the danger that we all face over time, that we once received the seed of the kingdom of God. And the danger is that it will be stifled by the experience of the world over time, by the tiring of the pandemic, by the daily dundrum of life. And you could see different reactions from the different types. In the spiritual life, there's a call among the great spiritual masters to recognize our primary fault. This primary fault is the root of our sins and our temptations. The devils know what our primary fault is. They know how to tempt each one of us. This is part of the tradition of the church, that we are in a sense, ordinary way, tempted by the demons to bring us to sin, and by our own human nature has fallen after original sin. The different personalities and characters will respond in different ways to temptations. This primary fault is usually rooted, as the spiritual masters say, in something connected to our personality, not that which you most sin with, or some weakness, some difficulty, some challenge with your personality type, and then you will sin based on this weakness and difficulty, often rooted in fears and anxieties in our particular personality. So we can take, for example, those who are the great sinners going out to St. John the Baptist. These types experience a temptation that they cannot accept the mercy of the Lord, that the Lord would not love them. Or perhaps they had a terrible background, that they cannot overcome that background. They have a poor self-worth. These are all lies from the evil one. They need to reject and renounce these lies and accept the love and the mercy of the Lord as they repent. Then there are those who are the curious seekers. This is a very dangerous way of living, always running after the spectacular, the interesting, the new miracle. Some of these followed Jesus for a while, seeing his great miracles, and then turned away. It was the account in the Gospel of those who saw his great miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 with the multiplication of loaves and fish, who then heard his words, that you must eat my body and eat my flesh, who then turned away because they couldn't accept this hard teaching. Then there are those who are devout, who over time, sadly, can suffer temptations too, to walk away, to fade away from their former discipline. Often this is related to those who are rooted in tradition and have strong personalities, such as the Pharisees. They were the devout among the Jews, having the form of religion. The temptation with such types as these is a certain Pelagianism or Jansenism, which is the idea that you can save yourself through your good works, through your discipline, through your willpower. Some traditionally minded fall into this despite themselves, because they don't really believe that they can save themselves, but their external actions show this, that by their way of living, by their actions, and by their depressions and anxieties, they put all their efforts and focus into doing the devotions, into the liturgy, into doing aspects perfectly, and not recognizing the need for a Savior, the need for the grace of the Lord. Sadly, I've seen some priests, religious, some who came to daily Mass every day, had many devotions, who eventually became lukewarm, and some even who fell away from the faith or their vocations. I would say this is because they didn't take hold of entering into the crucifixion and resurrection of the Lord throughout their whole of their lives. Now, as long as they live, there is still time to return to the Lord. You see, this is where the apostles found themselves, right on the eve of the crucifixion of the Lord. That they didn't recognize they continually needed the light of the Lord. They thought they were with the winning crowd, the man who'd done great miracles, who taught boldly with authority. And then he was betrayed, was crucified, and their world was shaken. Only when they learned to accept the love and the mercy of the Lord, and to recognize that they needed Jesus as the Messiah, they needed ever to return to Him and to seek His grace, then were they built up again in the Lord in a greater way. Their hearts were torn apart so that they could be put back together, larger, in a way they could receive in a greater way the outpouring love of the Lord. This is especially with those who are the devout, those who perhaps connected to tradition, need that experience of the love and the mercy of the Lord after they have been broken. We all need to enter into the crucifixion so we can come to the fullness of the resurrection with the Lord. This is an unavoidable path. So if you see yourself, you find yourself falling into a malaise now, wandering, temptations with anxiety, do not despair. Do not think that I'm losing my faith. The Lord permits this. This is part of His purifying will. But some lessons we need to ever have before us is that need for reconversion. Myself, I am reading now a book about conversion, ongoing conversion, from one of my former spiritual directors. You see, it is a lifetime event. You can't just say at one time you were baptized or you grew up in the Catholic faith and you're okay. You need to be continually renewing that and growing in holiness following the Lord. And part of the lessons we need to learn again and again and again is some simple lessons to take hold of that light of Christ. The simple lessons are Jesus alone is the Messiah. and we ever need to return to him as the Messiah. Second, that we cannot do it alone. We cannot become holy to hold on to the faith by our willpower alone. Which leads to the third, we ever need to be calling upon the grace of the Lord. The grace for healing, the grace to build us up, the grace to raise us into the supernatural life. And to know, as part of this, growing in the faith of the Lord is to accept whatever comes, that he has a plan for our lives, a plan that perhaps we cannot see beforehand. If we start to live more and more deeply in the supernatural way of seeing the world, we simply accept and follow the Lord. Like Moses, with the people of Israel before the Red Sea, they started to despair and fall into anxiety. We are here. The army of Pharaoh is coming upon us. Situation is getting desperate. There's nothing to be done. And then the Lord made a way. He opened the sea, which the people did not expect. Perhaps even Moses didn't expect it. Or the call of Gideon, the great judge, who was just a simple man before the Lord called him, looking upon the despair and the disruption, the lack of faith of Israel, moaning and groaning to the Lord. And the Lord replied to him, "Okay, I choose you. Lead my people, not with 10,000 against a great army, not with a few thousand, but with a few hundred." And he conquered with a few hundred the great army opposing Israel, raised up Israel again in faith. This is the supernatural way of living. It's what the apostles only learned after the crucifixion and the resurrection, which led them to go to the ends of the world, trusting even in the Lord when they are facing persecution, death, martyrdom, away from their families, destruction of their communities, not what they would have thought that the Lord would give him to them. Yet it was the plan of God. And now we can look back and see how glorious that plan was. All this starts by recognizing and continually renewing the words of the Holy Spirit given to those characters who came to the river. The sinners, the traditionally minded progressive who tend to wander off, the devout who face the noonday devil, that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Son of God. Something we ever need to renew, the light we ever need to take hold of, to renew in our minds and our hearts, and to come back to Jesus in that reconversion of our hearts, to accept again this day and tomorrow and the day after that Jesus is the Messiah, that we cannot save ourselves alone, and that we need to call upon the grace of the Lord. Would that these would be burned in our hearts, that we may live them until the end of our lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.